Dean, it's Terminator Dark Fate time. You ready for the final installment of this Terminator series?
Am I?
Are you?
I guess I have to be.
All right. Released in 2019, starring Linda Hamilton, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Linda Hamilton getting first bill over Schwarzenegger in this one, hey?
Really?
Yes.
Bet she didn't get paid more. There's no way. There's no way she's getting paid more than Schwarzenegger.
Nah, Schwarzenegger has to get paid the most here, for sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mackenzie Davis is in this too, as well as Natalia Reyes and Gabriel Luna.
Mackenzie Davis is someone who looks ridiculously familiar, but all I know her from is Black Mirror.
Oh, I was going to say she's Black Mirror.
But, like, I've seen that... Maybe I've seen San Junipero twice.
Okay, so...
Maybe.
The other things I've seen her in, I know that... I'm pretty sure that she was in Blade Runner 2049.
Yep, don't remember.
And she was in Tully, that Charlize Theron movie where she...
I know what Tully is.
Do you? I'm surprised you remember it. But she plays the babysitter without spoiling anything. Yeah.
Oh.
That's all I know her from.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember. But yeah, no, she looks super familiar.
Yeah. This film was directed by Tim Miller, who did the first Deadpool movie. He's actually a Academy Award nominated director.
From what?
For his short animated film, Go For Broke, back in 2005.
Ah, still riding that wave.
With Gopher as a gopher, G-O-P-H-E-R.
Okay.
Yeah, lost to some other random animated short film from 2005.
Okay.
I mean, I looked him up, I was like, one Academy nomination. I'm like, what? What did he direct? Well, in Deadpool, that's for sure. Music by Tom Holkenborg. Or I'll say Tom Holkenborg. Do you know who this guy is by his other name?
Tommy.
No.
Then no.
He's known as Junkie XL. Can you
Snyder
name any
Cut?
Other? Yeah, Snyder Cut. Very good. As well as BVS, Dawn of Justice, Deadpool, and Mad Max Fury Road.
Junkie XL, eh?
What Junkie XL song can you think of? It was a remix and it was a massive, massive hit.
Crazy Frog.
No. Junkie XL did the remix of Littlest Conversation by Elvis. Remember that?
Oh, I hate that song so much.
Littlest Conversation.
Oh, stop. Stop. It's the worst. Oh, it's so bad.
Yeah. That song was huge. When he remixed that, that was like number one for so long.
Yeah, I hate that song.
What, the Elvis version or the Junkie XL version?
The Junkie XL version.
But you like the Snyder Cut, don't you?
Sure.
Sure.
I mean, I don't remember it, but I'm sure it's very good.
All right, Dean, let's get to some trivia. Last trivia for the Terminator series. James Cameron considers this film to be a direct sequel to his own films.
I mean, it obviously is a direct sequel.
Obviously.
There's not like he considers it. The other two...
Three,
Jesus, have been completely ignored.
Yeah, he was not involved at all in any of those movies or the Chronicles TV show that came out after. In 2017, we did say this in the Genesis episode, that he did support those films due to his relationship with Arnold Schwarzenegger. But in the end, he was ultimately unsatisfied with them, so he decided to produce a proper sequel himself. He's like, nah, they can't do it. I'm going to step back in here and make the actual Terminator 3.
Did he write this?
It's funny you mentioned that, Dean. Trivia number two. James Cameron was involved in the movie's writing, but he didn't interfere with Tim Miller's direction, as he never visited the set.
Yeah, so to say him, you know, being like, oh, I'll do it myself, it's not like he did that much, let's be honest.
However, I was just waiting for that. After the first rough cut of the movie, Cameron stepped in for some uncredited editing, finding Miller's version to be pretty rough and pretty long. He admitted that he and Miller had their share of disagreements, which at times became a bloodbath.
I mean, that's an argument that Tim Miller is always going to lose.
Yeah, Miller in turn did acknowledge the behind-the-scenes disagreements, but he said that many of these came down to stuff that I had to cut that Cameron thought was important, and small lines that I saw as poetic and beautiful, but which he didn't really care for. Miller also said that although he maintained a good relationship with Cameron, he preferred to have more control in his next projects and would be unlikely to work with this guy again. I mean, if you're going to work with Cameron, Cameron is going to have the last word on anything.
Yeah, Cameron's going to be your boss. Yes, deal with it.
Exactly. Number three. Edward Furlong was on set for a day to film the John Connor death scene. He said, we did some CGI, they paid me. So, I mean, you know, it kind of bums me out because I like to do a whole one and make a shit ton of money. Or I'd love to do more, but we'll see what happens.
No,
poor Furlong. He wanted to make a shit ton of money. Can you imagine him like, hey, you're coming back for Terminator? He's like, yes! What are we doing? Yeah, you're dying in the first second. It's like, what? I'm John Connor. All right, number four. The film's release was pushed back from July 26, 2019 to November 22, 2019 to avoid competition with Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw.
Wow.
I mean, they made a lot of money.
Okay.
All the Fast and Furious films make tons of money.
All right.
All right. God.
I guess this one didn't.
Terminator Dark Fate.
Yeah.
Yes, there goes my trivia number five with a production budget of $185 to $196 million.
Man, that's so much money.
And that's not even including merchandising and that, or what is it? Advertising. Marketing. Yep. It grossed $261 million, and the film became a box office bomb, having lost an estimated $130 million, and plans for the future trilogy that they had planned here were scrapped. And that's where the Terminator series currently sits.
Yeah, but I read that this was always going to be Arnie's last Terminator.
I mean, didn't he say that about the third one and then the fifth one as well?
He's getting pretty old now.
I mean, he was getting pretty old in Genesis.
Okay.
And this does have a score of 6.2 on IMDb. It is the lowest rated Terminator film.
Which surprised me massively, because I thought everyone's opinion of this when it came out was, oh, this is, you know, a really good Terminator finally. Forget Genesis, forget Salvation. You know, finally we've got a good Terminator again. But yeah, lowest ranked on IMDb.
Yeah, it shocked me a little bit there. Oh, I always thought that Genesis was the lowest ranked on it, like, in the general consensus out there. But no, it's not. This is. But let's have a conversation about this and figure out if it's going to be our lowest ranked Terminator film. Last one, Dean. Here we go.
So I like that they open this film with footage from Terminator 2 of Sarah Connor just going crazy in that, like, video footage.
Yeah, they really want to set up here that this is Terminator 2 and then Terminator 3. Forget everything else you know.
Also, they need to remind viewers of who, like, Linda Hamilton is.
Yes.
Like, it's been a long time.
Yeah, if they don't show her here and then some random old lady shows up, like, you know, a quarter of the way through it.
Yeah.
And you haven't seen any Terminator films before, you haven't seen the poster, the trailer, the whatever the hell else is coming out, might be a little bit confused.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, to be fair, they have to show the scene, this new scene here where the new Arnie, the new T-800 comes in and kills John Connor. I thought this was interesting.
I thought this was fantastic. I thought, you know what I thought? I thought this was a classic case of it's a dream.
Oh, really?
Oh, for sure.
What, watching it again this time?
Yeah.
Wow, you really, like, lose all memory of films.
All memory.
Because I tell you what, I went back and listened to our old bonus episode on this before we started tonight.
God.
I'm curious to hear your thoughts and if they've changed.
Okay. Yeah, I love this scene. Like,
it's really, really good. Like, we obviously had a conversation in Genesis how we loved pulling back into the nostalgia,
yeah,
and that.
Yeah.
And seeing this, we got young Eddie Furlong again. You got Linda Hamilton, who's looking like she is in Terminator 2. It feels like a next follow-up from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And seeing, like she's obviously gone through so much to survive in Terminator 1, to survive in Terminator 2, and, you know, save John in Terminator 2. To have him just walk up and bang, dead, and he walks away. It's like, wow.
Do you think that...
That's probably how it should have gone in Terminator 1 and Terminator 2.
But we're going to have another conversation about time travel with all this and how weird it is. When is the point where if they stop Judgment Day, because remember, there's no Terminator 3 already where it says Judgment Day is inevitable. In this timeline they've made now, they stop Judgment Day. So how is Terminators still coming back if that future never existed anymore? It's this whole paradox. They stop it's the same situation from the other ones. Like, they stop Judgment Day, so how is Kyle Reese coming back in that timeline again? It's like it sort of wipes itself out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So having this story where, oh, Terminators, because they sent a whole bunch of Terminators back to all these different timelines. It's like, technically, they wouldn't come back anymore, but then technically, none of the movies would exist to begin with.
Yeah, yeah. Shouldn't ever come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very weird.
I mean, honestly, I wasn't too upset about that time travel paradox.
It's just, yeah.
Especially not after watching Genesis.
Every time travel movie has its own paradoxes. Don't even think about it. It's not real. Shut your mouth and just enjoy the ride.
So it's 22 years later in Mexico.
Yes. And we get a couple of new characters now. Lots of new characters.
Heaps of new characters.
Lots of characters I don't really give a shit about.
Do you like Natalia Reyes, our new protagonist, if you will, Hendo?
I mean, it's the new John Connor. I think I think I said this last time. I know I said this last time because I just fucking heard it.
I'm surprised you listened to that.
I was curious because I had my thoughts and I wanted to see what I said, what I thought back then.
Okay.
Kind of similar. This film, James Cameron's gone for, hey, let's just repeat Terminator 2 again. Let's do the same story beat for beat. Let's start again where you have two Terminators come back in time to, one's good, one's bad, to kill the future leader of the resistance and this, and you've got the protector and it's going to go through the same beats. You're going to have the scene where they go to the insane asylum / the detention center. They're going to go to this. They're going to go to their old friend. They're going to go to someone that they know or someone who is a friend of theirs to basically stock up on weapons. The Mexican scene in Terminator 2, the Arnie scene in this. They're going to go have a big showdown in some industrial plant. A Terminator's going to sacrifice himself. It really feels dot points for Terminator 2 because Cameron's probably gone, none of these new films worked, obviously. Let's go back to the formula of Terminator 2. Just twinge it a little bit. It's like what they did with Force Awakens.
It's a fair way twinged.
Is it though?
Yeah, it is.
No.
Augmented human.
Oh, let's just change it a little bit. Because
it's not 1v1, it's Terminator versus Terminator and augmented human plus Sarah.
The same basic plot line is there with a couple of changes.
It's the same plot in every fucking film except Salvation. Like, a Terminator's been sent back.
I think
they
the plot of
someone.
Terminator Genesis is a little bit different.
I mean, the first half isn't. I mean, the second half, there's this Terminator they've got to kill.
Now he's an augmented human. Hey, but I feel like with that, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Because that beat for beat plotline.
I don't think it is beat for beat.
I think it works.
Okay, it's fine, but yeah, it's
very
not,
similar.
It's not, and like you comparing the detention center to the insane asylum. That's
where
not
they have
similar.
To, where they have to break a character out.
Well,
escape.
It's just a place where they have to get someone out of. Like, it's not the same thing.
I don't care if it's the detention center. I don't care if it's the detention center.
I know you don't care because it affects what you're trying to say.
The plot point is they have to go to a place to break out a character and escape.
It's not the same.
It is. I stand by it.
Okay. Did you like the augmented human?
I know you didn't. Do you still get annoyed the fact that her weakness is she gets tired?
Yes. Oh, my God. How did you know that? It's so stupid.
I'm pretty sure you said it in that same inflection.
It is so stupid. Right. Let's,
she has a bit of a run.
Let's upgrade this person so they can compete with these new, you know, bloody Rav-9 Terminators, which, can I just say, is one of the
Isn't
dumbest.
Isn't Rav-9 a car?
Yeah. I think it's Rev-9. But it's just one of the dumbest names for a Terminator. The T-800, the T-1000, the Rev-9. It's like, fuck off, Rev-9. Anyway, and her big, they're like, yeah, let's make her a superhuman who gets tired so quickly and needs these special medicine injections all the time to survive. Like, fuck off. Like, oh, and she explains it like, I was built for short bursts. No, you weren't built for anything, right? You are useless.
Wow.
Useless.
Scathing.
Surely you agree with me.
It's not the best.
It's such a dumb decision. Why do they even do it? No one cares when she's about to die either. Who cares about this character? You're never like on board with, oh no, please don't get super tired. Like, we don't care.
Please don't get super tired.
I don't care. Die already.
You don't like the backstory of her, how she was every other character in the future.
Are they lovers?
Who?
The augment and the new main person.
Oh, I didn't get that.
I was sort of watching it like, I reckon.
Right, in the future.
Yeah, obviously not with Sarah around. I was getting those vibes.
I feel like you just wish they were.
Why would I wish that? Maybe it's because I see Mackenzie Davis and I'm just like, San Junipero, yep.
Ah, yes. Yeah, fair enough. What about this new evil Terminator? This guy who has zero personality.
I mean, what personality do you want him to have?
Do you think that Robert Patrick has a bit of personality with him?
I mean, it's hard. Like,
I feel like he does.
I guess. How much personality can they show?
I think this guy is quite bland. He's not. He doesn't feel intimidating.
Okay. Is he intimidating?
Like, he can split into.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
There are some effects. Yeah, like the part when they got the truck coming along, and he like his whole weird little liquid stuff just comes out in weird little forms, and the endoskeleton still.
He's like
in
the T-800 and the T-1000 combined.
Yeah, but so. I mean, so was the TX. We had a complaint about that, that if she wasn't full liquid metal, that she could just be taken down with the endoskeleton like that. But I think with that one is that TX couldn't morph the liquid off into another Terminator.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of an upgrade there. I don't know. I think he's okay. I never really got too much off of him. What about the first initial action scene
at
here?
At the workplace?
The workplace heading into the classic chase down a, you know, some stretch of road.
Yeah, it's good. I like the action in this film.
I like that they get into it really quickly.
Yeah.
Like, this doesn't take too long to set up that. Because you come into the sixth Terminator film, you know what you're going to get. You immediately get Mackenzie Davis showing up, doing her thing, you know, trying to figure out what's going on. And then you get the new Terminator who shows up, and then it's like, bang, we're going to do it straight away. We know who's good. We know who's bad. Let's start fighting.
Yeah.
It happens. It's good. Entertaining. good action pieces.
Yeah, better than good action. Terminator does action really, really well. I thought the action scene here at the workplace, followed up by that car scene, which is the first time we see the Terminator split itself.
Yeah.
I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Then we get Sarah Connor rock up, which I thought was also fantastic. Great entrance. And then she ruins it by saying,
I'll be back.
I'll be back. Like, can you put some more effort into it, Linda Hamilton?
I don't understand. I think I've had a grievance about this in the past. And in just thinking about it, I just realized that she was there in Terminator 2 when Arnie said that. Because, like, how do these people keep saying this?
Why do you care?
It's not a line that everyone says throughout every one of these movies. It's not like everyone was there the first time Arnie said it. It's his line. John Connor in Salvation, Sarah Connor in this movie, this is not your line. Stop taking Arnie's line. Get your own line. She should have said, come with me if you want to live.
Okay.
That would have made more sense.
But they've already done a callback to come with me if you want to live.
Oh, what is it?
Come with me or you're dead in the next 30 seconds.
That's
is the new
terrible.
Line.
I remember that. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. They should have, because they're changing all the famous lines.
Yeah.
Linda Hamilton should have come and said, I'll be heading down there. I'll come back in a little
Please
bit.
Please don't steal my truck.
What did you make of the dialogue between Sarah Connor and Mackenzie Davis and how they're trying to one-up each other? That was pretty shit.
Yeah, I really don't like the character of Sarah Connor in this. She's just so grumpy all the time.
I mean, if you've had...
Listen, she's just so tough. I feel like they're trying so hard to be like, yeah, Sarah Connor, she's still such a badass.
And Linda Hamilton plays the part well.
She's not bad for 63.
I did see a bit of trivia that she got into a very, like, rigorous training regime to get into shape here. She had a trainer who had specialized in, you know, fitness for the elderly at that point and had, like, a team of specialists. Well, she's 60 plus. That's what it is. Had a team of specialists, all different types of specialists come in to make sure that she was, you know, prime for the action scenes.
We have this pretty extended flashback or forward scene of Grace's past or future. I didn't mind it. I thought it was a little long. But the action, again, was good. The Terminators are like octopuses, the way they just have like spikes coming out of them. That was good. And then she's dying and she's like, I volunteer. Take me.
So what happens? Shouldn't everyone be saying that? If they're all dying, wouldn't you just be screaming that out?
I think they're already dead.
The ones that were screaming? No. I don't think they're dead yet.
No, they were dead.
Oh, okay. It's like death screams.
Yeah, it was a reflex.
That's what it is.
You know how bodies like still twitch when they're dead? That's what they were doing. So, you know what else annoyed me? And kind of say, I like this film. You know what else annoys me, though? They just keep renaming Skynet. Like, in the last movie, it was Genesis. Ugh. In this one, they call it Legion.
Yeah.
Who cares? Just keep it as Skynet. Yeah. Like, Skynet still found a way would be better than, what's Skynet? We have Legion. But we do pretty quickly learn about Sarah and what she's been doing, hunting these Terminators, and she's getting text messages from an unknown, you know, number. And the new augment finds out where it's coming from, and next mission is to trek there.
Yeah, essentially, she's told the exact location that these Terminators land and immediately kills them. So, how come she didn't kill this Terminator immediately where he landed, and how did she find them on the freeway?
The news?
The news. That's pretty quick news.
Well, she's pretty quick, Sarah. Yeah, you're right. That's a good point. Why wasn't she there when he landed?
That Terminator should have fallen straight into like a pool of lava or something.
Acid.
Yeah, straight in there. That's probably what she's doing. Like, she needs to kill these things immediately. She has to have something set up so they literally just, like, the ball forms and she's immediately, like, into something that would destroy them, like, instantly. So, I don't understand how she wasn't there for this one and she rocks up on a freeway hours later.
That's a good point.
Was it like a Arnie and Genesis thing? It's like traffic.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay, only Arnie would do that.
Yes.
He has like 35 years to get there on time if he's stuck in traffic.
But they do get stuck across the, trying to cross the border. One thing that bothered me is you got this new Terminator who goes in and you see him like take over the drone immediately and the drone can see them walking through the hills. And then
Then
he doesn't immediately send the drone down to explode on them.
Yeah. Why does he wait for everyone to show up?
It doesn't make sense. What does he care?
Yeah, I thought that was that is plot armor right there. That is used purely so they can escape. You literally could, like you said, when I saw it, I thought that's what he's going to do. I thought he's going to start having all the different drones just start flying down at them. Pretty dumb. Again, I do mind this. I don't mind this movie.
Yeah. I did like the, you know, the connection of seeing Danny try to convince the officers that a machine's after her while Sarah's watching her.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, yeah, you know, that used to be me. And she does. I think Sarah at one point does say, like, she was me. So, I don't mind their bond, if you will.
Nah, it's not bad.
Yeah. Another action scene at the detention center.
So, I thought this was okay. I like how, this is where we see really how strong and powerful and badass this Terminator is. When you got all these people are jumping on it, and you see like all the different spikes coming out of it, like just bang, 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 just like taking them all out. Yeah, no, it's not like Venom. Venom shit. Wow. This.
You don't like Venom?
You know I don't like Venom.
Do you like this more than Venom?
Yeah.
Wow. What'd you give Venom? Don't you dare say one.
Oh, it's not one. I mean, it's a very long time now. It's 3 years ago.
Well, you haven't rewatched it?
I feel like I gave it 2.5. No, I gave it 2.
But in your heart, you gave it 2.5.
With my review of pretty much what I expected.
Okay. Okay, but now we get to the best bit of the film, where they go and see Arnie. How good is Arnie? He's so legitimately funny.
He's a breath of fresh air. When you watch a Terminator film, you need to see Arnie. He comes on, you're like, yes, this is what
he's
I was
so
waiting
funny.
For.
And he's not like slapstick funny.
It's all deadpan with the Terminator.
He's so funny, though.
But it's a different humor to what they had in Genesis, where, like I said, in that film, they try and treat him as this buffoon. Here, he's just, he's sort
he
of,
gets
he's
shot. He gets shot in the chest. It's like, this will be hard to explain to Alicia.
I like what they do with the Terminator here, like where he's had this time to learn about humanity and adapt, and the Terminator himself has done that. I didn't even notice this, but there's a little blink and you miss a part where they're sitting there and talking. He's patting a dog. Do you remember in this whole lore of Terminators where dogs,
yes,
like, they sense Terminators.
So German Shepherds
bark
especially.
And bark and bark. This is to set up how much he has adapted to humanity, and he himself has now become human.
I mean, he's not human. Our relationship is not physical. I'm reliable and extremely funny. I was cracking up like, yeah, Arnie. Yeah, yeah, you are.
That was funny. That was really good.
It was weird seeing this kid, Mateo, call him dad, though.
He walks out, hello, honey.
Hi, honey. Sarah was funny, though. She's like, I'm never going to fucking call you Carl. Oh, lots of fucks in this film.
Yeah, they like
lots.
When we started the movie and they had the Linda Hamilton like callback, yeah. I'm like, are they going to like put that in there? Like, it's going to feel pretty fucking real to you too. And I'm like, are they going to blow? No, they said it. I'm like, yeah. Okay. Yeah. They're doing that from the get-go here.
I had to send my 6-year-old out of the room to stop watching it.
Yeah, it's like, okay, if they're saying that in the very before the screen even turns on, there's going to be a bit.
So I think I've mentioned Ethan, my 9-year-old, has been watching all these with me.
Did he watch this one?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, doesn't mind the fucks.
Oh, he loves it. No. He's fine with it. I am going to go back and watch Terminator 1 with him.
Oh, that's...
I think he'll be fine.
Are you sure?
I mean, maybe when he's like repairing his eye, I'll get him to close his eyes. What's the worst bit in Terminator 1? Oh, and there's a sex scene, which I'll make him not watch.
Yeah, he doesn't need to see that. Or does he?
No. What? What does that mean?
I mean, not the robot part, like not when the Terminator is clearly a robot with his eye already taken out. The bit where you do see him plunge the scalpel into his eye and pry the eye out, that's pretty jarring. What would be the other part? I think the part where he kills Sarah's friend, I think that's a pretty scary point.
Yeah. Like and it's he bursts really, through the door and he shoots her on the
and
floor.
And it's really, high pitched.
Oh, no, that's the other Sarah Connor.
That's pretty, yeah.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't. All right, you convinced me.
Yeah, don't do it just yet. Give it a couple more years. Do you remember the TV edit of the first Terminator?
Yeah, that's what I grew up watching.
Yeah.
And then I saw the
when he kicks
normal,
the door in.
And then it just cuts.
And loads bullets into it. Yeah. That was never there. It was like, Sarah Connor, yes, bang. And like, you just see the quick little shot and that's it.
Anyway, so they get a heap of guns from Arnie because he's in Texas.
Yeah, swing and a miss for that one.
Yep. Maybe that's an American joke.
Could be.
Do they like guns
in
America?
I don't know if Texans would laugh at that or not.
Is Arnie from Texas?
Will the Texans go, here we are, guns, woo? Or they'll be like, hey.
I'm pretty sure I know what they'd be like. Sorry, just go back to funny Arnie lines. One customer said he wanted solid color drapes in a little girl's room. I said, don't do it. Were you laughing like I was at this stuff?
I'm not laughing as much as you are.
I was just like, oh, this is so funny. You need butterflies, polka dots.
Do you think this is like the Tim Miller side of things? Because, you know, he did Deadpool. He's used to that sort of action comedy style. Do you reckon that's, this is coming from him? Like, let's make Arnie a little bit more funnier here.
Maybe. Who knows? Chopper attack. What'd you make of this? I think this is the last. Yeah, this is a big last action set piece. For me, this went on way too long.
Not the best part of the film. I don't really remember it, honestly. To be fair, I watched this film several weeks ago now, and this part did not stand out for me.
So, they're in a plane, and the Terminator gets in a chopper, then gets on the plane with them.
Yeah.
Remember this?
And it's like, and all the gravity's been a bit weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't stand out.
Then they end up at a dam.
Yep, underwater.
Yeah, underwater. Then they're outside in the dam, and they're about to kill Mackenzie Davis, but they don't.
This whole point is really dark as well, I think.
Yeah. It's dark, hard to see. Yeah,
I don't like this part.
Then they go inside, and then everyone like takes a turn of being not able to fight. Like Sarah gets pushed down, so she can't do anything. Arnie gets put down, so then it's up to Grace. Then Grace gets a bit tired, so then Arnie has to come back. And like Arnie coming back, Sarah's like, wake up. And he wakes up. I'm like, wait, what?
What do they do for Mackenzie Davis when she's super tired? Can't tell her to wake up.
No, they give her, you know, some H2O, ooh, like on Space Jam.
Speaking of which, did you watch the trailer?
No, I did not.
What? Because I don't want to be spoiled on Space Jam Legacy.
I hear people comparing it to Ready Player One, though.
Yeah, that was weird. I mean, am I spoiling the trailer for you?
No, don't spoil the trailer.
There's just bits in it that's like from different worlds, different movies. We're going to go on a little tangent here. Because it's LeBron James, right?
LeBron!
And he ends up going to the Looney Tunes world. And as he's floating past different worlds, you see like the Game of Thrones world next to him.
Game of Thrones is in this?
I don't know, but they definitely goes past the Game of Thrones universe.
Is Emilia Clarke in this?
No. And then I can't even really remember it, but there's other points where you see factions from different movies. I don't know what I feel about this Space Jam movie. Like, it's from my memory, they had the shots you see, like the Looney Tunes are full 3D animation. And everyone's like, oh, they're going to do it like this. That's shit. But there's a point in the trailer where they are actually like full 2D cartoon. So then they're going through all different variations. It's going to be, could be a clusterfuck, could be just a good old fun time. And it's basketball, and you're into basketball these days.
I am massively into basketball.
Would you have known who LeBron James was 6 months ago?
Yes.
Would you?
I knew the name.
Now you're going to be like watching all the basketballers. You're going to be like, I know these people.
Hey, it's Kuzma.
Who? Kuzco. Can I make the Terminator?
All right, Terminator.
We're pretty much done, aren't we?
I think we are. Hold on. Let me just check.
Arnie sacrifices himself yet again. This time he actually does die for John.
For John. And then...
he didn't give a thumbs up this time.
No.
Weak.
Oh, then Danny goes back and visits Grace when she's a kid? What's the point of that?
Because it's all meant to be.
And then, yeah, we end with Sarah and Danny driving off together to not star in another Terminator film.
No.
Unlucky for Danny, because she probably hasn't done much since.
Not that I can remember. Yeah, Terminator Dark Fate, hey? Thoughts, Dean? Final thoughts?
I mean, I feel like I should drop my rating after this. But let's be true to what I felt at the time of watching. Again.
Why do you have to be true at the time of watching? There's been movies we've talked about where you've dropped your rating on the fly because of that discussion.
But, you know, sometimes, you know, for content, you might say things like... and exaggerate things.
I never exaggerate anything.
I know. You are very low key. It's quite boring. But yeah. Okay, let's go. Action's
funny.
Action's really good. Arnie's awesome. It is nice to see Linda Hamilton back, even if the character of Sarah Connor is a bit like, yes, we get it. You're old and tough. Move on. Mackenzie Davis, not the biggest fan of her. I thought Natalia Reyes was passable for her. I don't like the moments where... they obviously have to prove that she's some big leader. And those moments where she, like, makes her stand, like, no, stop. We're going to make a stand. This is our kill box.
It feels forced.
Yeah, it was a bit eye-rolly.
Yeah.
But you know what? I had fun with it. 3 stars.
I'm dropping my rating.
Are you really?
Yeah, I gave it 3 stars when I watched it, back in 2019. I didn't get as much enjoyment this time. And I don't know if it's because we've just gone through the whole Terminator series. But yeah, there's some entertaining things in this. The action's okay. I think the story's pretty piss weak. Some of the characters are lackluster. Arnie's good. Linda Hamilton's okay in it. But there was just a lot of stuff where it was just stretching it, and I got pretty bored in certain points. Like I said, I watched it a couple of weeks ago. There's scenes I can't even remember anymore. It's interesting you put it at 3 stars. You gave it 2.5 when you watched it the first time.
Yeah, I upped it.
Yeah, I dropped my... I'm the 2.5 guy now.
No, I upped it. I'm more positive now. You need to learn to enjoy movies, Endo.
I will do no such thing.
Okay.
And that's going to do it for Terminator Dark Fate, the end of our Terminator series, Dean. Now, we did mention on our Patreon update last week that we have a new series coming up starting next week. If you didn't listen to that, well, we're going to tell you right now. It is a big 26-week-long franchise heading into the new release of the latest movie in this franchise. It is the James Bond film franchise.
No Time to Die is the next Bond film.
We have no time to waste to get into this franchise if we want to get this release date right on time.
Yes, because we all know how well that worked for everyone on the initial release date, Hendo.
We were going to do the Daniel Craig films heading into that, and we were just about to start that back about a year ago, and then they changed it.
Yes, so thank God we didn't.
He is hoping they don't change the date again. I don't think they will now. Now that a lot of these films are...
They pushed Mortal Kombat back.
It was like a week.
A whole week, though.
But now you've got all the big films that were continuing to push back at that time, now getting released, you know, half streaming, half cinema. Like Black Widow's finally said, right, we give in. It's going to go straight to streaming as well on Disney Plus. I feel like they're going to leave it where it is now. There seems no point to push it back again.
Yeah, I think so too.
All right, so hopefully we get the full 26 weeks right into it. We've got the 24 main films and the 2 unofficial films. We're going to do all of them here. I reckon this is going to be a great time the next 26 weeks.
Let's hope so, Hendo.
All right. But we will push in a little bonus episode for you coming up very shortly after this episode is released, where we rank these 6 Terminator films. Because we've given I think it's obvious where the first two... Like which two are the top 2 here? But I think the other 4 are pretty close together in both of our opinions.
I concur with that.
All right, well, that episode will be out very, very shortly. But until then, thank you very much for checking out this Terminator franchise. And we'll see you on the next one.
Bye.